starting in the Moses life. I have just several sermons in relationship to Moses. Today it's about his birth, the beginning of his life. There's going to be a sermon about the Ten Commandments coming, and I'm looking forward to that also as I think ahead and am planning and looking ahead. But today, it's the beginning of Moses' life, and I want to read from chapter 2 of Exodus, the first 10 verses. Now, a man of the tribe of Levi married to a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go get you one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother, Pharaoh's daughter, and said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will even pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." This is the beginning of the life of Moses. And this morning we're going to talk a bit about the beginnings of Moses' life and maybe what lessons God has for us as we think about that.